Blog Talk Radio.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Stock one out of the park for me.
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all on the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
See you later.
Beautiful pitch by Kershaw. And what a catch by Carlos Beltran. High fly ball into deep out of field. I don't believe it. High fly ball. Deep left field. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. Found at the wall. Leaps up. And he makes the catch.
Center field. Gardner going back. Still going back. Track. Wow. It's gone. Unbelievable. He did it again.
Back it goes. And it's gone. A home run. Andrew McCutchen.
There goes the runner. The ball's
going off again. Here's Williams throw right there. He
did he get around the tag? He did.
And Hamilton beat it. Throw by Vancouver.
They got him.
Hit into right. Back at the wall! Home game!
Clark came out.
This well to left center field. Back toward the track. And that ball is gone.
And the Rays are in the postseason.
Celebration time at the Coliseum.
Atlanta is once again the champion of the National League East.
The Detroit Tigers are going back to the American League Championship Series.
The Dodgers are the National League West champions.
St. Louis Cardinals with their third straight division series.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
Welcome to the Hot Corner, my minions. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. I am your host and fearless leader for the next hour. You have stumbled across the number one internet baseball talk show between the hours of 7 and 8 o'clock Eastern. Welcome to all of our fans here on Blog Talk Radio, Indiana Talks, and all of our affiliate radio stations. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. My digit, 917-889-8516 is the number to get to me. And, you know, we'd love to talk with you today. What's on your mind about the baseball? Got a lot going on, lots to talk about. Wrigley Field turning 100 years old. You know we give the Cubs and the Cub fans the business here on the Hot Corner from time to time. But, hey, they've survived the test of time. And here in a few minutes, we're going to do a little bit of a montage, if you will, in honor of the 100th anniversary of the Chicago Cubs. How about that? Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I misspoke. Of Wrigley Field. A lot's happened there. A lot of memories out there at Wrigley Field. Harry Carey. Remember him? Of course you do. One thing you don't remember is a World Series. It's just not happened yet. I'd like to jump on that bandwagon with you and say this year's the year. I can't do that for a lot of reasons. One, I I'm a beloved Cardinal fan, and don't make any bones about it. I'm a fan of the game. I love baseball. I really do. It gives me goosebumps just to watch the games. And my team is the St. Louis Cardinals. But even that said, yeah, the Cubs don't stand a chance this year. Well, you know, though, if we look into the crystal ball moving forward, maybe in the next few years, you guys probably, the Chicago Cubs probably stand a more of a better chance than what they ever have. So we'll certainly hope the best for that. And you know what? We give them a hard time, but the Cub fans are by far the most loyal fans, and they're a cool bunch of a cool breed of people. So, yeah, we can all hang. I like to go to Wrigley Field, a very fun ballpark to go to. I need to go down to Great America Ballpark and watch the Reds as well. And Reds are struggling in their own right. So, you know, at the beginning of this season, we had thought, well, you know, the Cincinnati Reds are going to be the team to beat. And they still might be. But they've had some struggles as well. Hey, you know what I want to do real quickly? I want to welcome one of our newest sponsors here to the Hot Corner, Mr. B's Cigar Shop. I tell you what, if you're around Avon, Indiana right now, maybe you want to go on in there. They're going to be open until 10 o'clock, but until 8 o'clock, they've got a big cigar event going on. They got some door prizes and food. And I tell you what, it is a great place to go just to sit back, relax, enjoy some really good cigars. And so go on out there and tell me, heard them on the Hot Corner, to hook you up. I mean, they've got some of the best cocktails you'll ever have: brandy, martinis, whatever is your particular taste. And of course, they've got some of the great beers from the area and so forth. You can play Golden Tee for free, and you know, so just free Wi-Fi. It's a great place to go. Go check them out, Mr. B Cigar Box in Avon. Our newest sponsor here at the Hot Corner and the Balance Radio Network. So glad to have them a part. And you know what? It is certainly our listeners that they keep us going. But, you know, if it wasn't for the listeners, we wouldn't have any sponsors. If we wouldn't have any sponsors, we wouldn't have any show. So we all have a role that we play in this show. And if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a leader, right? 917-889-8516 is my numbers to get to me, and let's talk some baseball. You know, a lot going on, especially over there in the Yankee organization. Albert Pujols, he's in the news here, so some good stuff going on with Albert Pujols as well. So all I can tell you, as always, if you miss anything here on the Balance and the Hot Corner, well, you've missed a lot. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Saul Marquis. This is the Hot Corner. We'll be right back.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done. What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, J.B.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket?
I think I cracked this. It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant?
She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
Don't be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout.
Their chances fall between slim and none.
Ah! Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home.
They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
See this, partner? Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jimmy! Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
And a treat for you, a sneak preview of the new three-act Broadway musical being written and directed by Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez.
If it's baseball.
If it's baseball.
Tom Marcus is talking about it on The Balance.
All right, welcome back to the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marcus, El Presidente. That's right, we talk baseball every Thursday night between 7 and 8 o'clock. Got a lot to talk about tonight. How about them Cubs in Wrigley Field making it 100 years? A lot has happened in 100 years. Let me tell you what. So you know what? I thought it was only fitting, if you will, that we do a little bit of a montage, if you will, to the Cubs and to Wrigley Field. So we'll listen to this montage. We'll be right back, talk a little bit more about the Cubs. Well, their year in 2014, but mostly about their history there at Wrigley Field. We'll be right back right after this montage that, well, yours truly edited and put together.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Definitely
go, Cubs, go!
Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Now the pitch.
There's a high drive, deep right, cut away back. Might be out of here. It's off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. A third man scores. And look at this star. Way back. Might be out of here.
Hey!
Hey! He did it again. He did it again.
Oh.
The game is tied. The game is tied. Holy cow.
How about that?
Here it is. There goes the runner. Hey, a line drive off the pitcher. Game is over. Tom Glenn. What a lucky break. The good Lord wants the Cubs to win. A line drive deflected by Smith to the shortstop, Owen. And it's a double play. One ball, two strikes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Hughes, Chicago Cubs broadcaster and longtime baseball fan. Behind me sits the friendly confines, Wrigley Field, one of the last of the original classic ballparks. And we're here today to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field. So join me on this journey back in time. There's no other ballpark quite like it in the whole world.
Built in 1914, Wrigley Field is the last of the jewel box design ballparks that were built in the early part of the 20th century. Its first baseball team, the Whales, played there briefly, followed by the National League Chicago Cubs. The spirits of Cub legends and the Hall of Fame ballplayers linger in the park like the echoes of adoring fans. With its signature hand-operated scoreboard and ivy-covered walls, it's one of a kind. Heroes and villains. Triumphs and tragedies. Curses and strange occurrences. It seems like everything that plays out in baseball drama happened here in Wrigley Field. Everything but a world championship. This is the 100-year story of Wrigley Field. So as Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub himself, said, welcome to the friendly confines.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to throw out today's ceremonial first pitch on the 100th birthday of Wrigley Field, using the ball, her grandmother, Dessa Wiegman, threw out at a game 100 years ago, and joined by her brother, Michael Ken Smith, Paul Wiegman Smith, and cousin Craig Bradway. Please welcome Sue Quigg.
Greg Gibson, the home plate umpire, motioning to both players.
Don't forget the big V.
happy 100th anniversary to Wrigley Field. And, of course, Chicago Cubs have always played there at Wrigley Field, and a lot of memories surrounded Wrigley Field. So I'm sure there's a lot more. We didn't touch on all of them. Of course, we know about the Big Go Curse. That supposedly, if you believe in this sort of thing, that's the reason why they haven't been able to win a World Series. Hey, do you have some memories of Wrigley Field? We'd love to talk with you, 917-889-8516. Give us a call. Let's talk some about your memories at Wrigley Field. Do you have some childhood memories at Wrigley Field? We'll take those calls throughout the show, and certainly, the Cub fans are loyal. They're bred. And I'll tell you, I'll give them this. They are born Cub fans, quite literally. The lineage has passed down to them over the years. And so, all for it. But life goes on, right? And again, like I said, I certainly don't think that the Chicago Cubs are going to be in any situation that we're going to see them in the postseason this year. But stranger things have happened. But they didn't happen today. Cubs lost to the Diamondbacks 5-2. Cardinals lost to the Mets 1-4. Got some games on the mound tonight. The Padres and the Nationals 7:05. Yankees and the Red Sox. We're going to get into some of that Yankee talk here in the second half of the show, and you'll want to stick around for that. There's a lot of controversial issues going on over there with the Yankees. Also, Orioles and the Blue Jays, 7:07, and the Oakland A's and the Astros kicking off at 8:10. Of course, all times are Eastern time, because that's God's time, right? I don't know. It depends on if you live here in the state of Indiana, you probably have different opinions of the day. You know, what I do like, though, here we are 7:22 as far as our live air time. I know Indiana Talks listens to us a little bit later between the hours of 10 and 11 p.m. As we kick off, I think we're the first in their lineup of their overnight broadcast. So, you're listening to us a little bit later than our normal show, and you're listening to our encore broadcast, if you will. But right now, as we go live at 7:22, it's still very light outside. Beautiful day here in Indianapolis. And, out in my front yard and around my subdivision, all kinds of those trees. What flowers are they called? Apple blossoms, or are they called peach blossoms, or I don't know, cherry blossoms? But you know what I mean, the trees that sprout out in the spring with the little white flowers. So spring is here, time to celebrate. Get out there to the ballpark. I tell you what, if you live here in Indianapolis, talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Indians here. A lot of you diehard baseball fans probably remember back in the day. Well, actually for many, many years, the Indianapolis Indians was a AAA affiliate for the Cincinnati Reds. Well, I'll tell you what, coming up this Saturday, as part of the partnership with AT&T, the 1990 World Series champion and three-time Gold Glove winning outfielder Eric Davis is scheduled to appear at Victory Field. So you might remember Eric Davis had played for the Cincinnati Reds, and he's going to be doing some autographs, a media session. I think I might make it out there. I'm not quite sure on that, but I know we'll be represented out there, even if I am not the one that gets out. So certainly he was a great player for the Cincinnati Reds. He also played here in Indianapolis back in 1983. And certainly out there in center field, the PNC Plaza area, he's going to be out there when the gates open up at 5 o'clock. Going to be doing autographs. He's going to be doing the ceremonial pitch around 6:55, and then he'll be signing some autographs after that. And check that out. Before being named to two National League All-Star teams, winning two Silver Sluggers, in helping Cincinnati capture the 1990 World Series title. Davis made a stop here in Indianapolis in 1983 in 19 games with the Tribe. Remember, like I said before, that the Indians used to be the AAA affiliate for the Cincinnati Reds before they were the AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Davis batted 299 at 23 for 77 for 18 runs, 7 homers, and 19 RBIs and 9 steals. So a good opportunity, especially if you're a fan of the game, get out there to Victory Field this coming up Saturday. And get yourself an autograph, and the autograph session begins at 5:15. And you know they have autograph Saturday there, just about every Saturday. And I tell you what, it is lined up. So I would tell you this: a little word to the wise from El Presidente. If you're going out there early, get in line early, or you're going to be standing in line probably through most of the game. Well, I'll tell you what, the Tribe. Is doing battle right now in the top of the third. Indianapolis and Toledo Mud Hens. Indianapolis down by one run. The Tribe down by one run, 1-2. Also checking out scores as well around the International League. Of course, like I said, Indianapolis 1-2. In the top of the third, also Buffalo and Scranton. Scranton's up 5-0. And in the Gwinnett Braves and the Columbus Clippers tied up at 1-1. They're in the top of the third, top of the fourth. Syracuse and the Bats. Syracuse up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Durham and Charlotte. Charlotte up by 1-0. Tied at 0, the Norfolk Tides in the Lee Valley. Hey, Iron Pigs. Come here in Indianapolis quite a few times. They're tied at 0. And the final game so far, the only final that we have is Rochester and Paul Checkett. Rochester up 8-1. So there you go. You have it. Have the news, if you will, in the AAA with the International League. And certainly also up there for all of our friends up there in, listen to us say why, but certainly what a great ballpark that is, Parkview Field up there in Fort Wayne. The official home of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and they're in the top of the fifth with Great Lakes, and they are tied at 1 there. So certainly they've got an upcoming series again here, the 28th through the 1st with Great Lakes, and then South Bend May the 2nd through the 4th. So make sure you get an opportunity to check out the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Beautiful ballpark up there. And, playing some pretty good ball, if you will. And like I said, they're they're at 7-11. They're at 7-11. See, I just cracked a funny, and y'all don't even get it. Hi, caller. This is Tom. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brad Cook with Out of the Park Baseball.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? Sir, I was just getting ready to get with you, and I apologize. It's been so crazy, so I'm glad that you called, and I didn't get a chance to send you a reminder tag, so that's fantastic. And I tell you what, we had you on last season, and I wanted to talk with you a little bit about what game that you have. You have I consider it a pretty cool game. Talk with us a little bit about the game that you have, how it's structured, and how listeners might be able to get involved with your game there.
Yeah, Out of the Park Baseball is a management game, so it lets you run a team from top to bottom. You can run your big league club. We've got full minor leagues as well, AAA all the way down through A-ball and rookie leagues. We've added support for independent leagues this year too. And you can run your team. You can sign free agents, trade players. You run the June draft. You've got scouts and coaches, and it's a simulation, so you're not pressing a button to swing a bat or throw a pitch or anything. You're just basically managing your team. You're kind of like the GM in the office as well as the guy in the dugout. Making decisions during games, and you're just kind of guiding your team, and you can play for decades and decades. I've seen people who you know end up going a couple centuries into their leagues just playing through it. You can also go back in time, back to 1871, and play forward through baseball history. You know, and we've got real players, real teams, and it's a lot of fun.
And I tell you what, that does sound pretty awesome. And I like the fact that you could go back, you know, several years and to play. So talk with me a little bit about how that works. You know, we were just talking about Wrigley Field being 100 years old. And certainly like, with Cub fans, they're bred into Cub fans. They're born Cub fans. So how might a Cub fan go back and play? How does that work when you say go back in time and play games from several years ago? How's that work? How's that set up?
Well, so there are different ways to set up your league. So you can start with the standard, you know, 2014 setup with opening day rosters. But you can also run historical, and when you do that, you can start in any year you want. So we've got just a menu set up. You know, you just choose your options, just choose which year you want to start in, and then you'll start on January 1st of that year. You'll have the, you know, if you want to take the Cubs, if you want to take the last time they won the World Series, which, what was that, 1918 or I forget now, 17, something like that. I can't remember the exact year, but, you know, you can start then if you want, or you could, you know, pick another, you know, Cubs season or something if that's your team. And, you take them over there, and, of course, you know, like I said, you can trade players, you can sign free agents, you've got the draft. So, and real players show up when they really did, and you can have them either show up on their teams when they really showed up, or they can enter the draft. So you could have a shot at drafting, you know, any of the great players throughout history when they show up in the draft. They may or may not pan out the way they really did. They're going to be rated very highly, obviously. A guy like Mickey Mantle is going to be and have very high ratings and a lot of, you know, big upside in his career. But obviously, you know, things could always turn out differently. And you might get sign a guy who's maybe unheralded who may work out really well for you. But, yeah, you can just play forward through history and you end up kind of with an alternate version of history as you do that.
Well, and we're talking with Brad Cook of Out of the Park Baseball. Now, Brad, I want to make sure I give you the proper kudos. Now, are you one of the developers of the game or managers of the game? And talk with us a little bit about how fans might play it, the cost involved, and how they go about getting it. I know you've just the way I understand it, you've just reached Out of the Park Baseball 15. Which features opening day rosters, 3D ballpark support, international leagues, and much more. So talk with me about Out of the Park Baseball 15 that's just been released.
Yeah, so we've got international leagues. We had them in the past, but they had fictional players. So now we have the real leagues. We have all the real teams and players down through the minors in the U.S., and now we have Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Mexico, Cuba, the Netherlands, and Italy. And we have all those leagues, all those real players and teams in there, as well as the posting system that functions the way it does in real life, so players can move between countries and play. And there's an artificial intelligence in the game, so players kind of make their own decisions. You know, a guy might decide to leave the U.S. and go play in Taiwan or a guy in Japan, you know, like Tanaka came over to the U.S., and, you know, of course, Yu Darvish and lots of other guys have come over. So that can happen. And then, as you said, we've got the support for 3D ballparks. We have two fictional parks loaded in the game already, a major and minor league park, just kind of generic stadiums, and you can use those. Or our community's been creating lots of 3D stadiums, both past and present, that you can if you go on our forums and talk to people, you can get those and load them into the game and use those. And there's 3D ball flight, so you see the ball actually fly through the air or roll along the ground when it's hit. And that's the first step into 3D for us, so we'll hopefully be adding 3D players on the field and other things like that in the future. And people can go to ootpdevelopments.com. to learn more about the game. There's the game runs on PC, Mac, and Linux, and we've also got a version for iOS. It's just $5 in the App Store, and it runs on iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. It's a more scaled-down version of the game. Doesn't have all the bells and whistles. It's a big one. The PC Mac game is $39.99, and it just went on Steam today, so people who use Steam can get it there.
So when you mentioned about the international leagues and you were talking about the minors, so in theory, since we're based here in Indianapolis, and of course we also have the Fort Wayne Tin Caps not too far from here, which is the single A affiliate for the San Diego Padres, and of course the Indianapolis Indians for the AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Are they able to engage with those type of teams as well?
Yeah, those teams are in the game too. All the minor league teams are in there as well as the real players. So, whoever the top prospects are for every team, they're all in the game. So, just like in real life, if you think your favorite team should bring up so and so from AAA, this year, you can do that in the game and see how well he performs. You could also trade him away, if you think maybe they should trade him away. Maybe you want to trade some top prospects for a veteran, like teams do in real life. You can do that in the game. And, so all those players are there. And then also in the draft, we've got, hundreds and hundreds of real players in the draft as well. So when the June draft rolls around, all these high school and college players from across the country, all these, top-rated guys who are going to go in the draft in real life, they're all in the game as well. So you can draft those guys and see how they perform in the game versus, how they're going to perform in real life.
Well, we're talking with Brad Cook of Out of the Park Baseball. I tell you what, it's a fun game, and I know that, a lot of techie people, a lot of what we'll call maybe historical buffs and stuff, they can actually go in and create historical teams as well. How easy or how hard is it? Is this something that a person has to be very techie savvy about, or can it, is it, how user friendly, I guess, is it for those people that are really kind of novice players and just maybe want to do it for fun? Do they have to really be an expert at baseball, especially when going to create historical league type scenarios?
No, I mean, we've got wizards within the game that kind of walk you through setting up an historical league or even just, when you set up a standard 2014 league. It's all pretty simple. There's a ton of customization in the game, so people who are really into tweaking the game and, you can do fun stuff like, put the DH into the National League today or put free agency into baseball, decades ago or things like that. But you don't have to. You can just go with the standard setup. All the preset defaults are there. And as far as, if you're not as familiar with baseball, one thing you can do is turn over a lot of the operations of the team to the artificial intelligence. So you've got, we've got all the managers and coaches and so forth in the game too. So you can have whatever your favorite team is, you can have the manager of that team. He's in the game, and you can have him, kind of run your, set your strategies and your lineups for you. And maybe you just want to be the GM and trade players or look for free agents, that kind of thing. There's also a commissioner mode. You could just switch that on, and then you're not running any team, and you can just kind of see the league evolve as you play forward. So there are a lot of options. And then, if people go to ootpdevelopments.com, our website, we've got forums there. We've got lots of very helpful people. We've got a section that's, for people who are new to the game. And if you have questions, there are lots of people there who are happy to answer them.
Now, how does this differ from, say, just fantasy baseball? How does this differ, and how's it a different type of game and setup?
Well, fantasy baseball uses players' actual performance in real life, to get you points for your team and so forth. And what we do is we have the players all rated based on their history up to opening day of this year. And so it's a simulation. It has nothing to do with how players do in real life. A guy in the game may do better or may do worse than in real life. He likely won't do dramatically worse or dramatically better necessarily. There's a lot of sabermetrics and other things in the game, and we use the BACOTA system that Baseball Prospectus developed for player development. So it's all very realistic, and player careers, kind of kind of go on that arc that you see with a lot of careers where guys, you know, ascend, you know, in their 20s and early 30s, and they kind of hit their peak, and then they start to decline. So it's different in that way that it's just a simulation. Players are rated in a variety of ways, you know, in terms of for a hitter, how good they are at making contact with the ball. You know, obviously a guy like Ryan Howard who strikes out a lot but hits a lot of home runs is going to be rated appropriately versus a guy who's more of a 300, you know, a guy who hits maybe 320, 330 for a season, a guy who's got a better chance of making contact. They're rated for speed and, you know, better at stealing bases, you know, and then pitchers are rated in various ways.
So, if I don't know if this is a data that you even have available, but what is the most popular mode that people play, and what's the most popular type of setups that they do?
The most popular is pretty much playing the standard, you know, modern day season, you know, whatever the current year is. The game comes out every year, so whatever the current season is, that's pretty much what a lot of people stick with. I'd say historical play is probably number two. You know, a lot of people who've been baseball fans for a long time, I mean, they've got their favorite seasons and their favorite teams and their favorite eras that they'd like to revisit. So there's that as well. I'd say those are probably the top two.
So we're talking with Brad Cook from Out of the Park Baseball. Now, Brad, what was the concept? How did you guys come about developing this? I know we talked last season about it, and I know some of these questions are repeat questions, but I wanted to just kind of refresh our listeners' audience about Out of the Park Baseball, how it came about, and where it came from to where it's at now.
Yeah, it was actually developed by a guy named Marcus Heinzen, who lives in Germany. He grew up there. He still lives there today. He put out the first version of the game in 1999, kind of got into baseball in the early 90s. A friend had gone on a trip to Miami and came back with a bat and a ball, and they started hitting a ball around. And there's some organized baseball in Germany. You know, obviously it's not like the U.S. or Japan or other countries, but he got involved in that and played a bit and was a programmer as well, and really didn't see any baseball simulation games that he really liked, so he decided to create his own, and he put out the first version in 1999, and, you know, he's put out a version of the game every year since. I've been involved with the company for a little over 3 years now, and we're always just every year we add new stuff, you know, new features. There's a whole lot of other stuff in Out of the Park 15 that I haven't even mentioned yet. If people can see that on our website, there's tons of stuff there. So we're always, you know, building the game and making it better. And you know, one thing I learned kind of from working with Marcus and also just, you know, playing the game is there's just so much minutia in baseball and so many little things, and there's always more and more we can add to kind of make it more realistic.
Brad Cook of Out of the Park Baseball. Brad, I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to come and join and talk with us a little bit about Out of the Park Baseball 15. I always like to open up the line of communication, you will. I'd like for you to just tell us anything that maybe we haven't talked about, anything you'd like to share with us at all about Out of the Park Baseball.
Yeah, I think we've covered all the high points. The game runs on PC and Mac. People can find us at otpdevelopments.com. Out of the Park 15 has opening day 2014 rosters. We've got full rosters for major and minor league teams, and we've got international leagues now and a new optional rating system. And we've improved the interface a lot and redid the manager's home screen and a lot of other things, a lot of other improvements. We added a kind of a neat little thing with historical league setups where you can very easily set up leagues with, you know, various teams from different eras. So, you know, if you want to pick your favorite team and pick some of their best teams from history, you could put them all into one league together and see how they do, which is kind of a fun thing. People can find us there, and anyone out there who's into hockey, we've got a hockey game, Franchise Hockey Manager, that's out now. The first version came out last September, as well as an NFL game, Beyond the Sideline Football, that's in the works and will be out sometime next year.
Brad, we appreciate you taking some time to join us, and we'll hope to catch up with you a little bit later on in the season and see how things go. Let me ask you this. How does your postseason work?
In the game?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it works the same way it does in real life. You've got the three division winners, and then you've got the top two teams in the wild card standings do the play the one game, you know, play-in wild card game, and then the playoffs progress from there, just like in real life. You know, we replicate that whole setup, and you can actually change it if you want. That's one of the cool things about the game. There's the customization, and you can change the playoffs if you want. You can change the alignment of the divisions and other things too.
Well, Brad, we certainly appreciate you taking time to join us. Where can people find you on the web, on Twitter, Facebook, what have you?
Yeah, we're at ootpdevelopments.com, and on Twitter we are at ootpbaseball, and then facebook.com/ootpbaseball.
All right, Brad, well, have a good season, and I hope to get involved with Out of the Park Baseball 15 coming up soon here, sir.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Brad Cook of Out of the Park Baseball taking some time to join us about Out of the Park Baseball 15. Guys, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Albert Pujols in the news. And, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about them Yankees right here on the Hot Corner. We got about 10 minutes left. We'll be right back. You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
If it happens in baseball, he talks about it.
Red Sox or Phillies, which team has the best racist fans in baseball?
Well, maybe not that.
Game over, bitch.
Back to the Balance Online with host Tom Marquis.
Yet again. Now the 1-2. Albert drives one out to left center field. This ball's hit well. There she goes. Welcome to the 500 home run club, Albert Pujols.
What a special moment for Pujols and the respect for the fans here in Washington, D.C. to give them.
All right, Albert Pujols becoming a member of the 500 Club. How exciting is that? I tell you what, Albert Pujols, in my opinion, is probably one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Certainly a Hall of Fame player, and will go down in history as one of the greatest players ever to walk the field. And I tell you what, he is one of my personal favorites. I've actually had an opportunity to meet him on a couple occasions, and just a great class act player. And you know what? I'm gonna brag on my Cardinals again. He got most of those home runs with the St. Louis Cardinals, but he did get number 499 and 500 in the same game in the Angels and Nationals game. And I tell you what. It is just an exciting time when you see one of your favorite players hit such a milestone. So that Albert Pujols, like I said, is now a member of one of baseball's most exclusive clubs, with a pair of home runs against Washington in Los Angeles, 7-2 win. I'm sorry, I said at Washington. But anyway. Pujols became just the 26th player in baseball history to reach the 500 career homers. Pujols is the first player to hit his 499th and 500 career home runs in the same game. The first player since Gary Sheffield in 2009 to hit 500 career home runs joins A-Rod as the only active player in baseball to be a part of that group. Homer number 500 was Pujols' second of the game in eighth of a season. I tell you what, also, I tell you, it was a pretty exciting time for an Air Force serviceman also who caught Albert Pujols' 500th career home run ball. Now, I tell you what, that ball would be worth a fortune, especially the older that it got in the collector's world. You know what he did with that ball? The guy who caught Albert Pujols' 500th home run in D.C., is an Angels fan from California. He's in the Air Force. He gave the ball back. I believe the guy's name was Cheryl was his last name. I can't remember his first name. But anyway, he's a member of the Air Force. He also said something surprising. He said he would be giving the ball back and didn't want any money for it. He knew Pujols would value the ball more, and he planned to hand it over after the game. And Tom Sherrill, I should have remembered that. So, my name, should have remembered that, of Pomona, California, certainly a member of the Air Force. And so, he got a little special treatment there. So they let him get up to the press box and skybox there. And, that was his decision to make. So class act. To Tom Sherrill for giving that ball back to Albert Pujols. Certainly nothing that he had to do. Guys, this is the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It has been one of those crazy weeks in baseball. Certainly we talked earlier about the 100th anniversary of the Wrigley Field. But also, I don't know. I wish we had time to really get into this conversation. Michael Pineda suspended for 10 games. And really, that's kind of the spotlight of the baseball community right now. He was suspended or ejected at the bottom of the second inning for having a foreign substance on his neck. Well, the New York Yankees pitcher, Mike Pineda, has been suspended for 10 games by Major League Baseball for possessing a foreign substance on his person in Wednesday night's game against the Boston Red Sox. Pineda said he would not appeal the suspension, which is set to begin Thursday night. He said, "I'll accept it. It's because I know I made a mistake," Pineda said. That's it. Pineda was ejected by home plate umpire Gary Davis in the second inning of Wednesday's 5-1 loss to the Red Sox after Boston manager John Farrell complained about a smear of something. What is the smear? I don't know. Somebody tell me what that smear was. Maybe it was just leftover peanut butter. He did admit, though, that it was later that it was pine tar. And certainly that's a rule that, you know, I guess it depends on what side of fence that you're on. It's in the rule book. It does help you improve grip. But for some reason in the rule book, they say you can't do it. And maybe it's one of those rules that let's just get on with the game already. I mean, I don't know. We look at that. I don't know how much we could say this is actually cheating. You know, everybody's doing it. So, I mean, I know the whole scenario, if everybody's doing it, it doesn't make it right. Well, this is a situation that's really not hurting anybody. I don't know. I guess there's two sides to the coin there. But he's out for 10 games, I'm sorry. And so, you know, I don't know what are your thoughts? Let me know via Twitter, or you know, you can certainly give us a call. Michael Panetta is suspended for 10 games. 917-889-8516 is my numbers. I mean, what do you make of the MLB suspending Michael Panetta for 10 games for possessing a foreign substance against the Red Sox? You think it's too much? Just right? Not enough? I don't know. In my opinion, I think it's too much. Again, you know, you might agree that that's what should have happened. He broke the rules. You have to be punished for that. So, you know, certainly interesting to see. You know, I don't know, guys. You get paid millions of dollars and you're asked to follow some rules, and you don't. But at the same time, like I said, there's two sides to that coin. Two sides to that coin. So, Michael Panetta suspended for 10 games. Well, Yankees going to – I don't even know it's going to hurt the Yankees that much. Is it really? You really think it's even going to hurt the Yankees that much? What's going on with them? I don't know. I certainly don't think so. What's going on around the MLB? It's a hot corner. Certainly we talked about the scores a little bit earlier. Talk about the standings in the MLB. And, of course, certainly over in the American League, the Yankees are first place. Then Toronto is just a game back from behind them, and then Baltimore, Boston, and Tampa Bay. In the Central, Detroit leading the pack. Minnesota one game back, and Cleveland 1.5 games. In the West, them Rangers. I like them Rangers. You've heard me talk about that, leading the pack. And the A's are just a half a game back. The Braves over in the National League East. Milwaukee still number one in the Central. Dodgers number one in the West. We'll see what happens, guys. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. This has been the Hot Corner. We have a great time. I tell you what, I got me a big old crock of ham and beans, a simmering, calling my name. If we get done this show, I'm going to have me, I'm going to devour me some hillbilly delicacy of some ham and beans. Absolutely. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. Remember, don't drink and drive. It is not cool. We'll see you Saturday on The Balance, right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Well, I'm a real fast talking jukebox, solving troubles when I'm always in. I like going.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.